Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. A new Cochrane review has used individual patient data from the original trials to examine chemoradiotherapy for women with cervical cancer. Claire Vale from the MRC Clinical Trials Unit in London, England, describes the findings.
Cervical cancer is the second most common cancer among women worldwide, and it's the main cancer affecting women in parts of the developing world. Women with cervical cancer are treated with surgery, radiotherapy, chemotherapy, or a combination of these treatments, largely dependent upon the stage or spread of the tumour and the woman's general health. In 1999, five randomised trials showed improved survival by combining cisplatin-based chemotherapy with radiotherapy. This led the US National Cancer Institute to recommend that concomitant cisplatin-based chemoradiotherapy should be considered instead of radiotherapy alone for women with cervical cancer. However, there was considerable variation between the five individual trials, and many other trials of the same question had not been evaluated. A previous Cochrane review comparing chemoradiotherapy with radiotherapy was based on published data. It showed a benefit of chemoradiotherapy, both survival and recurrence, but there was a lot of heterogeneity in the results. Interpretation was complicated because the treatments used for the control groups across the trials varied, as did the radiotherapy and chemotherapy schedules and doses. We decided to tackle this by collecting and reanalysing individual patient data from all randomised trials. Researchers from 11 countries provided data from 18 trials, including more than 4,800 women. This allowed us to produce the most reliable estimate of the effect of chemoradiotherapy in women with cervical cancer to date, although we weren't able to investigate late complications because of a lack of sufficient data from the trials. We found a survival benefit of chemoradiotherapy such that 5 years after being treated, 66 out of every 100 women who received chemoradiotherapy were still alive, compared with 60 out of 100 who had just radiotherapy. Chemoradiotherapy also reduced the risk of local recurrence and, to a lesser degree, metastases. There was a benefit of chemoradiotherapy, whether cisplatin-based chemotherapy or other types of chemotherapy, notably 5-FU or mitomycin C, had been used. This is an important finding, as a number of women are unable to tolerate cisplatin-based therapy. We found that the effect of chemoradiotherapy was greater when additional chemotherapy was given after chemoradiotherapy. However, this is based on only two trials, and further randomised trials would be needed to clarify this. We also found that different radiotherapy schedules or doses had no impact, although there was less power in these analyses. Women with all stages of cancer assessed seemed to benefit, although the benefit was smaller in women with later stages of disease. The review endorses the recommendations of the NCI, but adds reliability and precision regarding the effects of chemoradiotherapy. It demonstrates the applicability of these results to all women with cervical cancer, and the benefit of non-platinum-based chemoradiotherapy.
To find the review and material that has been prepared for the Cochrane Collaborations Journal Club, which discusses it, go to www.thecochranelibrary.com.